This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. As we start this day, let's take some time with God, building our relationship with Him. You know, that's what you've got to keep focused on as you read your Bible and listen to what God is saying into your life, that you're not just reading a book. You're not just doing a spiritual duty. That's so often how we think about having a daily quiet time with God, something we ought to do. Rather, think of it as building your relationship with God. That's what you need to do, not fulfill some duty, but get to know God better. Learn to recognize what He's saying in your life. That's why each day, at this time of day, I meet with you and we just read a little passage of Scripture and talk a little bit about what God is saying to us through that passage of Scripture. And this week, we're talking about the theme of anxiety and fear that can come into our lives and stress us out and really take away our effectiveness in life. That fear, that stress, that anxiety, it's not God's plan for you to be anxious about all the issues in your life. And in fact, if you find yourself full of anxiety about the issues of your life, it means that you need to trust in God with that issue. Is there some issue in your life right now that you know you need to come to a place of trust in God about? It is producing such fear in your heart and life, such anxiety. Yes, God may allow stress in your life. That's not wrong. But anxiety is wrong because it expresses a lack of trust in God. You need to hold in your mind the reality that God has affirmed to you that He cares about you personally, that He loves you so much. In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus is speaking to the disciples. He talks to them about the possibility that people may try to persecute them even for their faith. And He says, "Do not fear those who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear, respect Him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." God is the one whose opinion of you should be concerned with. He goes on to say, "Are not two sparrows sold for 1 cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, don't fear. You are of more value than many sparrows." You're worth at least a few cents to God. Oh, Jesus is not saying that. He's saying there's no comparison between sparrows and you. And so you must accept that God cares deeply about you. He knows the details of your life, even how many hairs are on your head. Well, I doubt you know that, unless there's only two or three hairs on your head. But God knows it. He cares about your personal life. What are the issues of your life that are making you anxious? Listen, you need to believe it. God cares about those issues. That's why it's so important to make sure that you have a good relationship with God. That should be your focus, rather than panicking over the other issues of your life. Do you have a good relationship with God? You know, sometimes we think you have to be super good to have a relationship with God. The fact is, the Bible tells us there's no one good enough to be acceptable to God. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so when we couldn't reach up to God's level, He reached down to our level, and He became a man in the person of Jesus Christ. And where God's justice demanded that we be cut off from God, Jesus Christ took that judgment for us. That's why you hear Him on the cross saying to God the Father, "Why have you forsaken me?" The reason why was for you and me. Jesus died on the cross so that we could be forgiven by God and have no more barrier between us and Him. When you talk to God, Simply express to Him your gratitude for what He has done for you and your desire to begin a good relationship with Him. You can say it out loud right now wherever you are. He'll hear you. I'm John North.